Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a special edition of the Neek and Rude Show. Except for this is just simply for my Browns fans. Simply for my Browns fans. This is Rudy Rude sounding off on the Browns. I know a lot of our fans out there have been listening for this and waiting for this to where me or Neek would just focus on the Browns or the Raiders or the Giants. Or, you know, these shows that aren't focused on what's going on from week to week. Neek, I'm gonna tell you, I've still got the homie Neek in here, but it's just going to be me. The Browns. Around the horn fan. And that's what Woody Page said a lot. That's the thing. I am a football fan. I am a football reporter. I am a football intellectual. Not an intellectual. Intellectual. But you have to look at the schedule to see why Browns fans at 4-6 are optimistic. They have the Bengals twice. They have the Ravens, which they've already beat once. They have the Steelers, which they've already beat once. They have the Arizona Cardinals, a losing team. They have the Miami Dolphins, a losing team on the schedule. Right now, the Browns are 2-0 in the division. So if you thought that I was going to have a state of the Browns talking about the fight against the Steelers, you are certainly wrong because that was just a blip on the radar. The only significant thing that came out of that was the fact that we will not have Myles Garrett going down the stretch of this NFL season. Wednesday's affair and review is just a dog and pony show, like the Colin Kaepernick workout. I repeat, Myles Garrett's review from the NFLPA will be nothing more than a dog and pony show. They are set in because he hit a guy in the helmet with his own helmet that kicked him in the balls. A white man, a white quarterback that hit him in the balls and tried to pull off his helmet after he sacked him because he is a sack machine that he was going to get out. I said I was not going to talk about the fight, but I will say that I am with Myles Garrett. I am like the Browns. I am behind Myles Garrett. He is a sack machine, a sack monster. That's what he does. He sacks the quarterback. He does not give a fuck if it is late. Did you hear me, son? Listen clear. Our defensive backs will make you bleed from the ears. This is more like a Rudy Ray Moore sound off. For the Browns fans everywhere. I'm not taking call-ins because this is strictly a rant. I will ignore your call. I will do this sometimes. I will tell you I will not ignore your call. I want you to get the number down. I'm going to give it to you on the next show and the next time I rant, and you can call in. But this time I'm just strictly talking about these franchise and the still the franchise of the Browns at 4-6 this year in the 2019 season. Nick Chubb is above 1,000 yards with 1,011 yards. Jarvis Landry is at 695 receiving yards. Schober has 92 tackles. He's going to be well into the 150s probably before the season's over. Justin Burris somehow not as a starter, even though he might be thrust into that role with two this season. Cleveland has not been forcing turnovers. Morgan Burnett out for the year. One of the most recent things to happen with his Achilles being tore. The Browns are serious, folks. We talked about on the show how the Steelers got whooped up on. I'm so used to saying I that was that Freudian slip. I was about to say the Steelers whooped up on the Browns. No, it was a Freudian slip. The Browns whooped up on the Steelers. Should have been 27 27-7. But our kicker, who's missed a lot of extra points, finally started missing some field goals. Might be a concern. Not really. I like Seibert. I like Gillian. The state of the franchise is in a good place at 4-6. I think that teams we have to worry about down the stretch, we don't have to play. So, say like the Colts, the Raiders, serious AFC wild card contenders. If you want to look at it, you have to say the Patriots got the East locked up. The Ravens probably have our division locked up. We thought it was ours, but it got away from us. Oh, well. Gotta go to plan B. Gotta go to the hot route, right? So, East is locked up. Our division's knocked up. That's fine, okay? North's locked up. Baltimore's probably going to win that one. South is not up at all. I'm still going to say the Texans are going to win that one. Colts have a damn chance. Jacksonville, not as much anymore. All right, Titans, I don't know about that team. I can't depend on them. I still think it's going to be either Andy or Houston, probably Houston. So let's say Houston wins that one. AFC West, you know, the Chiefs. I guess we're going to find out their truth tonight, right? They get beat by the Chargers, they'll be in a bad spot. Raiders got a chance to win that. But the Raiders, Bills, Browns, those are, you know, some of the main teams. Obviously, Steelers, the Titans. Those are the teams that compete for the playoffs. The Browns got whooped by the Titans in the first game. But do you remember their offensive lineman, their offensive tackle, Greg Robinson, got thrown out of that one. The Browns are better than people think, folks. Don't get me wrong. Greg Robinson's not going to be back next year. Chris Hubbard's not going to be back next year. But the Browns are going to really contribute their offseason to acquiring linemen that can sustain Baker Mayfield and be there with them for the long run. They're going to get their left tackle this offseason. They're probably going to get another pass rusher. Myles Garrett may miss some time going into the beginning of next year. But the Browns are in good shape because Nick Chubb, after 10 games, is like Jim Brown. He's at 1,000 yards. So I think they used to play like 9-game regular seasons back then or some 10-game regular seasons. Nick Chubb is that type of player. He's a throwback. So when you tell me about your Saquon Barkley and you tell me about your David Johnson, Arizona, and you tell me about guys like that, I'll tell you about Nick Chubb. And they ask me about what's the identity of the Browns. 4 interceptions. People spend it for multiple games. People bleeding from the ear. Lots of penalties. We're the old Raiders, folks. Browns are taking on that mantra. And that's why I'm cool with my nigga Nick. I don't care. Oh, we might get SEC bad. I don't care. This is a Browns rant. We are the old Oakland Raiders. We have a lot of penalties. The Oakland Raiders still have a lot of penalties. I don't give a We have a lot of penalties. Yeah, a lot of mistakes. Turnovers. We turned the ball over. We kind of got that together. Baker hasn't had any turnovers in the last couple weeks. We play a bully ball brand of football, meaning we're going to run the ball. If you can't run the ball, a la Miami, Kenny College, they no longer have Kenyon Drake. If you can't run the ball, if you can't control the line of scrimmage with your defensive line and offensive line, we will dominate you. Now, it makes me sad that Garrett's out because it's the bully ball time of year that a player like him makes a big impact. Now, you know everything I'm saying is right now. And Chad Thomas, I thought he was a bust even though he was drafted in the third round. He could play. You know who else could play? Taco Charlton could play if he's not in Dallas. So I'm focused on Miami. I'm like Bill Belichick. I want Baker Mayfield. You know my son called Bill Belichick. He said he's a Patriots fan. Nick, look at this. You didn't see this the whole game, did you? My son's a Patriots fan. Now, I'm a Browns fan, you know, obviously. And I've won a game this year, man. I'm just a fan of the NFL. My son's a Patriots fan. His twin brother is a Browns fan. But, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, there's not a big space between the Browns and the Patriots. The AFC is wide open, folks. It's wide open like a chick's butt crack that's, I don't know. She wants to let you get at it or whatever. I don't know. This is the type of advice I try to give. Things like that. But, you know, for the Browns, for the Browns, man, it's wide open. They're against the playoffs. They're 4-6, man. I mean, you know, right now, I would say that behind the Steelers, the Bills, I think the Chargers might be right now. Behind the Steelers, the Bills, and there's one other team I can't recall right now, Nick, that I think's at the top of that race of the Colts, whether it be the Colts or the Texans, you know, or the Titans. It's teams that are competing for that wild card spot. The Browns have as much chance as anybody. Baker Mayfield, 5-star, playing some good turnover-free football. Joe Schober showed his ass, man. Didn't Joe Schober show his ass Sunday night football or Thursday night football? And, you know, that defense, they turnovers. The Browns, it's looking good to be a Browns fan, man. So all the people talking about Freddie Kitchens and all this other thing, you don't have to overreact to that team yet. Freddie Kitchens is going to make through the season. He's going to go into next year. He's beat both the Steelers and the Ravens. They have the Browns at 2-0 in the division. Again, the Browns at 4-6. They're in a good spot. Remember, I mentioned that the Browns cut Antonio Callaway. I didn't want to see Antonio Callaway go. He's suspended for 10 games. That's being suspended for 4 games. You can't allow doping. You have to have some kind of discipline. They didn't show discipline on the field this past week when it came to what happened with 8 seconds left, you know, in the brawl. I didn't expand that a lot in the show. I told you I thought Mason Rudolph was really the answer there. I thought that kicking a guy in the balls after he got punched in the face by a random white fan asking him for an autograph. Shortly after that, that was kind of like messed up, right? Nothing happened to Myles Garrett, obviously, from the fan incident, but nothing happened for Myles Garrett. And then you fast forward a couple weeks later, a guy kicks him in the balls, pulls his helmet off. You're suspending him for the year. Have some kind of sympathy for Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett's a person, too. He likes dinosaurs, just like my kids, okay? I like Myles Garrett. He seems like a good man. You kick me in the balls and you try to pull off my helmet, I'm going to pull off your helmet and I'm going to try to damage your brain. Sounds like a good course of action to me, Myles Garrett. I back you, Myles Garrett. I back the Browns. I back Freddie Kitchens. I am a Browns fan through and through. Don't kick me in the balls and I won't hit you with foreign objects. This is Rudy signing off. As the Browns aficionado of the Rude and Neek Show, the Neek and Rude Show. It doesn't matter how you say it. It doesn't matter. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato, motherfucker. We're back, and we're in charge, bitches.